Okay, we are at the top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, continuing with Melechus Kshira. So, we saw in, let's just revise where we're up to. We mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Eluk Sharm Shechayavim Aleihem Kesha Gemalim Kesha Sfanim, we mentioned two different types of knots, and these are knots which are used by camel drivers and by sailors. And we saw in Rashi that Rashi mentions that these are knots which are used to tie forever, similar to what was done in the Mishkan. And it's actually interesting, maybe just to mention now, we're going to see throughout the sugya what's going to become apparent is that there's three levels with regards to Sharim. So you have, as per the first mission of the Perek, Elu Sharim Shechayav Malen Kesha Hagimalim the Kesha Asfanim. Now, it doesn't tell us anything about the length of time, how long you intend on having the knots. It doesn't say Kesher Shel Kayam in the Mishnah. It's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of the Rambam, other Rishonim, also that the Shulchan Aruch says Kesher Kesher Shel Kayam, v'hu Master Uman. If it is a Master Uman, if it's got to be a professional knot. Kugoin Kesha Gemalim Vekesha Hasafanim, and so on. So, it's not just that it's a Kesha Shel Kayame, it is providing that it is a Maisa Uman. So, the reason why the Mishnah gave the example of Kesha Shel Safanim and Gemalim is because that is a professional knot. And then you're going to be Chai, whereas the Ramah quotes him, Adri Shainim Vyesh Cholkim. Shismirlu, the chol kesher shel kayam afilu shel heviot chayav and alav. It says over here, Rashi, Rosh, Rabbi Ruchum, Matur. And that's the first Rashi that we saw in the Mishnah. The Rashi said, Eluk Sharm Hamanuyin, Bavis Malachas, the Tanakh, Shavamata, kesher shel kayama, She'ena Matiroi la Oilam, Dumida Kesri, Chute Yuriais, Hanifsake. So as long as it is a kesher shel kayama, it does not need to be a professional knot as such. And the Gemara doesn't tell us clearly what type of knot the Gemalim and the Safanim did. We don't actually know what that is. But so says the Ramah. And we're going to see, so that's going to be one level. So again, according to some Mishnayim, it's got to be professional. So according to Rashi and the Rush, as long as it's a kesher which is made forever, then we're going to have the opposite extreme, which is a knot which is made to tie and untie frequently. And we'll see, it's not 100% clear what that means. Does it mean every day, less than 24 hours? And then something which is in between, kesher shel kayama la'olam, and something which is made to frequently tie and untie, there's going to be an Isidr Abonim. So those are going to be the three Dargas. So that was on the first Mishnah. The next Mishnah said, the Dindar Abonim, Yesh Lecha Kesher, Ksharin, Shein Hayavin Alein, Kekesha Gemalam, Kekesha Asfonim, but there still is an Isidr Abonim. That's how we left off last night. That's the way that we read the Mishnah. And then the third part of the Mishnah is cases where the kesher is mutlachatchila, starting from kesheres isha miftechaluka, chutei svacha, and all these other cases. These are things which are tied and untied on a regular basis, and therefore it's going to be mutter to do even a chatchila. So we're holding by the two dots on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, four lines down. So now we begin the cases which are mutar l'chatchila. So we said miftach chaluka. So she's got the openings of her garment. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course that's mutar to do. That's, she gets dressed and undressed, and right Rashi says Pshita. Actually that might be going. I don't know if that's going on this one or the next one. Whatever. Let's leave it for now. Pshita loitzricha de islei trei dashi. So there are two openings basically. Mavdil Kamash Malan. Meaning often you get with clothing that you're able to kind of get yourself and extricate yourself from the beged without undoing both sides or all the buttons and so on. So you might have thought that to the extent that there are these two openings, and it is physically possible for the woman to disrobe without undoing both sides, so maybe one of them is, she is mevatel. Kamash Malan says Rashi two lines down. Tarti Dashi Shtei Psachim is two openings. Ainu Oisim Lashonis, these strips. V'havien Zulamali, V'havien Zulamala, V'Zulamata, Zuliyavin, Zulasmal. V'meinam Ateresela Echad Yechayil Lepoishta. She can still take it off and put it back on. Maybe a little bit more difficult, but she can. So Mal Zim Echadim Inayu Betuli Maftala V'Tavi Keshe Shokayam V'Kevin Dalayadi Him Inayu Tavayulit Shikamash Malan. Very interesting. Meaning to the extent that it's possible for her to only untie one of the two, maybe the other one is considered to be a bittul, in which case it's considered to be a kasher shel kayamah. Lo ma'aseh, we don't know which one of the two it is. Therefore, maybe we need to be machmir on both. Kamash malon, we don't say that. Then we said chutei svacha. She's allowed to tie and untie every day. It says the gemara pshita. Rashi says here the hakol yoyma shariyama. Here Rashi says every day she clearly takes off this head covering when she goes to sleep. Leitzricha deravichala. It is wide. Rashi says leitachakti bereisha elokisharti berevach shiachola lachelza mireisha kishi kishura. So she can take it off easily. So mal detema mishlo shalfala kamashmon the isha chasal saira. Well, Mishra Sharila, a woman is very careful to ensure that when she takes things off her hair, she unties it, she does it properly, and this way there will be no problems, and so on. It comes out, if you have in all these cases, we have to remember that if you have a situation where a woman or a man ties something on, and then they just take it off without untying it, then you can have a real shayla. Maybe it's not a shayla of a diraisa, but it's still going to be a shayla of a derabanan, right? I mean, we saw diraisas when it's going to be a kesher shel kayamah, Rashi Shita was la'olam, and mutar lechatchila, if it's every day, it's going to be mutar lechatchila. But if you just flip something off, you kick off your shoes, and you tie them up properly, and they're going to stay for 7 days, or if a woman has some type of a headscarf and she ties it on and then she decides to pull it off and she doesn't undo it, then it is a problem. Okay, we continue. We're about 8-9 lines down by Veritsuois Minol Vesandol. So we said Veritsuois Minol Vesandol. One is able to tie and untie the straps and the shoe and the shoelaces and so on. Itmar, Hitmer, Hitir, Ritzuas, Minol, Vesandal. Tanya Chadachayat Chatez, Tanya Idach Patra Avalasa, Tanya Idach Mutil Chatchila. So we have three braises with regards to shoes and sandals. One says there's a Chayat Chatez, one says there's an Isidra Rabban, and one says there's Mutil Chatchila. So the Chayre, Kasha, Minol, Minol, Tasha, Sandal, Sandal. Says the Gemara, Minol, Minol, Le Kasha. What is the case of a kesher with regards to a minol where there's a chiyuv chatas? Bid ushkafi. So Rashi says bid ushkafi. The kesher shaha ushkaf isa kushatecha varetzua b'minol kosher kesher mitecha shletucha latzis ukayim. Once again l'olam. Again, Shita's Rashi. Rashi says in several places to be a kasher shel kayamah, it's there forever. So when you actually manufacture the shoe initially, sometimes you make knots in the shoe that will remain forever. That's just part and parcel of the shoe. That is the structure of the shoe. So for you to undo that, that would be an issa d'oraisa of matir. Because that is a kasher shel kayamah l'chol hadeis. Patra aval asa. What's the case of patra aval asa? What's that? Bidrabonin. That is bidrabonin. Let's see Rashi. What does it mean bidrabonin? Kishakishim saviv raglayim, when they would tie something around their legs, or some of the gears of raglav, ein kishin b'deichak, they don't tie it tight. Shepa'amim shechol say kishu kasher, v'neilei kishu kasher. At times they flip it off when it's still tied on. Omir kishu shokem alei havi shebashas atit. Matirin esay, vikashin esay, b'deichak shal yidvak b'tit, v'yishamit miraglov. Many at times they are careful to tie and to untie. So that would be an issur derabbanan. So just in tight, so the Gemara, it says, when do we say it's pater aval aser? We say bidderabbanan. So does that mean an issur derabbanan, or it means what the rabbanan do? Seems to be that the Gemara is saying this is the way the rabbanan do it, that they just kind of kick off their shoes. They don't have it so tight, and therefore they're able to kind of kick off their shoes easily. In which case, that would be a case where it would be patra avalasa. It's fascinating. The Ritzvah quotes over here from the Ri. He brings a Ri, and the Mardechai also quotes this Ri, as do other Rishonim. He says, first he quotes Rashi. Pirsh Rashi ki talmidei chachamim. Ein kosherim ritzuos min or kesher mehudak. The derech of talmidei chachamim not to tie their knots, their shoelaces tight. Ela kesher meruvach, but loose. Why? Kedei sheyuchlu lachleitz esay b'lei hatzakir kishur. Right? They don't want to waste time tying their shoes. The talmidei chachamim. So what do? Either they wear slip-ons, or they have loosely tied shoes. This way they can pop them on and off without wasting time. And that's what he brings from Rashi. So very clear that the tight shoe b'drabana means this is what the Chacham used to do. He brings out this from the Rebbe. He says an amazing thing. Really, the Chachamim put their shoes on and they tie them tight. Right? It's not mechubad for Talmud Chacham to go out with loose shoelaces. What's the pshat? Ella she'ein darkon lachleitz min aleihem, but they don't take their shoes off. Ella mi lili Shabbos, the lili Shabbos, they take their shoes off once a week. Ibnei she'kol ha'shavua yeshenim b'min aleihem lefisha oiskim batera kol ha'layla. Absolutely incredible, says the Ri. Talmidei Chacham, they don't take their time to take their shoes off. When they're tired, they go to sleep, they crash out. They're not going to take their shoes off. Once a week, they'll take their shoes off. Once a week, they'll go to the mikveh and change lekavod Shabbos and so on. But that's the pshat in the Nalayim of Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why it's pater avalasa. Again, very interesting. We come out according to the Ritzvah that when is there an issur derabbanan? You're wearing it once. You're tying them once a week. So that's already going to be issur derabbanan. And according to the Ritzvah, what if you tie them once every 2 days? Is that going to be mutar chatchila? Or is it only if it's every single day? So not so clear. Not so clear. Bechlal, when it comes to kosher, it's not so clear. I mean, we try to be quite machmir when it comes to kosher, because we're not sure what's called a ma'isa uman, what's not called a ma'isa uman, what's called a significant amount of time. But pretty much we say that if it's less than 24 hours, that's something one can be makel for. Okay, good. So that's the way that we were miyashev. Yes, that was the case of the drabbanan. We said, drabbanan mutlachatchilo b'dibnei mechuza. The bnei mechuza. Rashi says, as we've seen many times, the bnei mechuza were fancy people. They were wealthy people. They were mefunakim. They were makbid to wear form-fitting, stylish clothing, says Rashi. Therefore, they would put it on properly and tight. And therefore, they would have to untie it every single evening. So to the extent of untying it every single evening, that is definitely a kasher, which is not shokayam, it's not even asmut rabbanan, it's mutal chatchila. Good. That is legabe minel. Sandal lekash. Shahadik dani chayiv chates b'detaye dekatshi ushkafi. again, it's when the sandal originally was manufactured, there would be some natural ksharim which would actually serve as the form of the sandal. Potter aval aser bid chumrasa dekatri inu. If you look at Rashi, but the chumrasa dekatri inu elu sandalam shal sharanoshim. Shein ritzuos kavuos behen al yedei uman. They didn't have these straps through a craftsman. Elohim atzman koishim vayistama. They themselves attach it. B'chumrasa ba'alma v'koishin amatirin pa'amim shemiskayim Shabbos echodesh. Again, a very interesting Rashi. At times, it remains for a week or a month. So again, very clear from Rashi. Very clear from Rashi that if you're planning on tying something for a month, it is not a kesher shel kayama. It is not a kesher shel kayama. We don't know what shifts Rashi for less than a week. And Rashi seems to imply from here that less than a week would not even be also midrabanan, because here we're discussing the case when it's also midrabanan, and it is at times they keep it mekuyim for a week. Mashma less than a week would be mutter lechatchila. But either Rashi said before by Bnei Mechuzah that every single night they untie it. So not so clear exactly what the gather is going to be according to Rashi. Good, so that was that. If it is a sandal which two people share, if two people share the sandal, they're always adjusting it. After the Rav Sala Hasida Havilehu Zuga the Sandala, Zimnin the Navig Beiu, Zimnin the Navig Bei Yenukei. His child would use it. So this was clearly an adjustable sandal, and you're able to adjust the size, and he was sharing it constantly with his child. What's the din with this type of a thing? Amli Chayv Chatas. He said this in his Adi Raisa. Amale, what? Hashtu patar velosikla kashali. I didn't even think that it's going to be awesome in the Rabbanan. I just wanted to double check that it's mutan chatchila to do. Chayv chatas kamasli, and you're telling me that it's chayv chatas? So he responded, and he said, my timer, why do you think it's mutter? So Amale, the fellow said to Abaya, sometimes I go out, and as my child goes out with it, Amrlei, Iachi Mutalachatchila. In Hanami, if so, it's Mutalachatchila. Meaning, so I guess the way he presented this Shaila, maybe he presented this Shaila showing Abaya the shoe, which looked like it had some knots in the structure of the shoe. And he was asking him, you know, to undo these knots. Is that a problem? He said, there's a Chayiv Chatas, if that's what the shoe is. And then there's going to be a Siddur Aisa to undo it. Then he explained that, no, I meant this is the type which we constantly tie and untie, in which case it's Mutlach HaTchila. Yeah, Rabbi Yomiyavika Ozil Basri, the Rabbi Yavayu Bekamelis. So he was in a Kamelis, which is a place where there's an Isatilto. What happened? Ipsik Lei Ritzua Disandale. And, Rabbi Yomiyah's sandal broke, snapped. Amalei, so he asked Rabbi Avoyu, Amalei, my Navid La, what can we do? So Amalei, Shkoil Nam, Shkoil Gemi Lach, the Chazi Lamaycha Behema, Vakarachi Lave. So he said, take a little a moist reed, which, you know, this is edible, this is something which you could feed an animal, and therefore it's not mukta, and you can wrap it around your sandal. And this way, you will be able to walk home, and you'll be okay. You won't have to leave it here in the Carmelis. So Abaya, Havi Koi Kamei of Yosef, similar Maisa, and what happened? If Siklei Ritzuof, Amli Mayevilei, what can we do? Amli Shavke, said, leave it here. So Frakta Abaya, one second, Maishna Medrabiyami, what about the Maisa of Medrabiyami, a sandal? And Rabbi Avayu said, you could take it, you could wrap a reed around it. So what she said, Hasam loy mintar, hacha mintar. Meaning to say, over there, we were dealing with a carmelist. So it's a carmelist, it's a place which isn't shamor. And therefore, there is a concern that, you know, maybe something's going to happen to it. Here, there is no concern, and therefore, you should leave it. The Ritva says over here, and see, bring, so asks the Rashba, the Meiri, the Ika, the Medak, the Chiyamaya, Silataltala, Sharei, who ro'o yadayin lechasis by Hakli, the Lismich by Kariyamita, the Kaimelon Krib Shimon, the Omar, Kol Hakelim Shinishbru Beshabbos Mutarim Lataltal Im Oisim Ein Hamalacha. So Frank the Ritzva, Frank the Rishenim, but the shoe, you could still use it for something. It's not totally useless. Why are you not able to use it? So he brings over here the Tiritz Haravid Zal. Says the Ravid the following: the shiny Hacha. The sandals there capen she osu ylesaknai ule noya loy lemachar kibatchila le nivta le mi malachti lechasis be kli velismach be kari amita ule fikach ein le din kli shenish per da alma de miachad le mi malachti rishena le idach malacha the capen she daite ala sandals there le malachti rishena very, very interesting thing. Says the Ritva, the Shein Deraivit, very interesting. If you have something which breaks, and you can use it for something else, it's not Mukta. So, so that's the case over here. The answer is, says the Ravid, but it depends. Let's say you have a bowl. You have a bowl, and it breaks. And now you've got three shards. You're not going to be able to use this bowl anymore for your soup or for your cereal. Elamai, you'll say, okay, but I can still use it to pickle vegetables inside it, like we saw before. I can use it for something else. Okay? So it's not mukta. But if the pshat is I'm still planning on using it for the original thing, I just need to fix it. So then we say, we don't say it's got the heter of Shivrei Kalim, of Perikala Kalim, and therefore the Mukta remains. Fine. Good. Frag the Gemara Kasha, Vaha Manu. But the Gemara is bothered by the following. It seems clear that the sandals which they wore, Bezman Chazal, there was an outer strap and an inner strap. If the outer strap snapped, then you couldn't wear the sandal anymore. If the inner strap snapped, you could wear the sandal. So, frag the Gemara of a hamano, dibayina hapichna leimi minless smile. So, just, you know, put it on the other foot. I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. If you're able to put it on the other foot and you can wear it, so go for it. So just put it on the other shoe, on the other foot, excuse me. So why don't we do that? Why do we say that there's an element of mukta? It seems to be that they didn't necessarily have sandals which could only be worn on the right leg or only on the left. So you could switch it. So Amar Lei answered and he said, no. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan touched a brisa up, Bidas Rabbi Yehuda, Shmamina halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan held that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So in essence, what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow this. Rabbi Yehuda does not allow if the outer strap snaps to say, oh, because you could swap it around on the other foot, so therefore it's okay to do so and it's not considered to be mukta. That is what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like that. And to the extent that you see that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to be miyashiv, aliba Rabbi Yehuda vaistois, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and hence we're not able to do that. Says the Gemara Mayi, what's this case? Tidanya, we have a tisafta in Kalim. Sandal shnifseku shtei oznav, shtei tarsiyesav, shnitl kalakaf shalei tahar. If you have a sandal, the two straps, or the two rings in which the straps, the loops in which the straps would go into, snapped, or the sole was removed, the din is tahar. If the kli was tame, it now becomes tahar. Whereas, achas mi oznov, if only one of the straps, ayachas mi tarsiyosov, one of the loops, Tanagama says it's Tame. Pirish, it still is a viable shoe. It's still a viable sandal. Why? Because even if it's the outer snap, outer strap, which snapped, you can switch it to the other foot, and now it will be the inner one which is snapped, and you will have an outer one. So therefore, says the Tanagama, it still is Tame. Whereas Rav Yehuda Omer, nay, Nipsika Pnimis, then I agree, Tame. Avra Chitzona, Tahar. If the outer strap snaps, it's Tahar. The Yomru Levitim Rabba Rabbachanan Rabbi Yechanan. Now here is the important line. Fine, so that is the Machlekes Tanoim. Comes along Rabbi Yechanan and he says the following. He said, Gemachlekes Le'inyin Tumam. Tach machlekes le'inyan Shabbos. Whatever they would say legabe tuma, the rabbanon who say that it still is considered to be a shoe legabe tuma, so it still is considered to be muhan legabe Shabbos. According to Yehuda, who says it's not. According to Yehuda, who says that it's tahar. If the chitzena snaps, it's tahar legabi tuma, then it's not going to be a keli, it's going to be a muktzah legabi Shabbos. So gemachleik is linyan tuma, kach machleik is linyan Shabbos, avaloy linyan chalitza, but not with regards to chalitza. Chalitza is different. So the Gemara says, Avinama, we asked, Rabbi Yechon Liba Deman, who is Rabbi Yechon saying this statement in? Aliba Deman, Ilem Aliba de Rabbanan. So what will come out? You'll say, Medalinyan Tuma, it still is a mon, it's still a keli, Ave, Linyan Shabbos, Nami Manahava, Ave, Leila Chalitza. Well, but Chalitza is not considered to be a keli, it's not a shoe. The Lav Manu, what do you mean? But now we learned, Chaltishal Smol, be a min, Chalitza Sik Shera. That doesn't make sense. That's often a Mishnah. Well, you want to tell me he's going to leave a debut? That's also Shver. Why? Because middle Indian Tuma Lav Manahu, if the outer strap snaps, it's no longer Tame. Lav Manahu, Indian Shabbos, Nami Lav Manahu, and it's Mukta. Avoloy Lechalitza, meaning the Manu. It is a shoe. It is a sandal for Chalitza. What do you mean? Ay, Madamrin, and a Chalitza small, be a man of Chalitza, Sekshira, Heira de la Mil, say Manu, at least if it is a viable shoe, if it's a viable sandal. Whereas Achal Amil Silav Mano, but here it's not considered to be a sandal at all. Don Rabbi Yehuda Nivska Chitzayna Tor. So it's fair to say Rabbi Yehuda is going according to the Rabbanan. It's fair to say he's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, La'olam Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll say if the outer strap snaps, it's not Tommy anymore, and it's Mukta. The chain lechalitza, not as opposed to chalitza, but rather the chain lechalitza. V'akamash malan the chiyam in chalitza shel smal v'shal yemin chalitza sekshera. When do we say if we do chalitza with the opposite shoe, it's okay? Heira de la milsei manahu. It's actually considered to be a viable shoe. Avlahal chalim milsei lav manahu. It's not considered to be a proper shoe. So therefore, it's not good for chalitza either. Fred, fine, good. So let's just remind ourselves. So what happened over here? We had this maisa with Abaya and the sandal which snapped, right? The maisa with Abaya and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef paskin, it's a problem, and you have to leave it there. Abaya said, what do you mean? But it's a mana, but it's a shoe. It's still considered to be a shoe because you can put it from the right leg to the left leg. And instead of having the outer strap snapped, it'll only be the inner strap snapped, which is okay. Says the Gemara, Nain. But we see that Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if the outer strap snaps, finito. You can't do anything with it anymore. It's not a shoe. It's not a keli. It's mukta. It's out. Finished. So when we're there, we pass in like Rabbi Yechon, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. Fred B. Gemara, Amiyam Rabbi Yechon, Hachi, V'amar Rabbi Yechonon, Halacha K'Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says we pass in like the Stam Mishnah. Mitnan, and we have a Mishnah in Kelim which says, San Bol Shemifzika Achaz Mi Oznov, Vitikna Tame. You have a sandal where one of the straps snaps, and then you fix it. It's Tame. Meaning to say, let's say you had a Zav who was walking in this sandal, and one of the straps snapped, and then you fixed it, it is still Tame Medris. It's still Tame Medris. If you look at Rashi across, Tame Medris, Im Hayushal Zav, Ahayu Tame Medris, Lo Yitier Mitu Masai, Kishin Nifsika, Ba'idene Av Hatuma. Meaning this shoe remains in Av Hatuma, and it remains like that. Now, again, Samlish Nifsikachas Me'ozim V'tikna Tame Medris. Now says after the brackets, my love, loishna pnimis, loishna chitzayna, meaning be it to the inner one, be it to the outer one, it is still considered to be tamei. Now that is the shita of the rabbanin, meaning even if the outer strap snaps, it still is tamei. Why? By virtue of the fact that you could switch feet, and you could wear the shoe on the opposite foot. So you have a Stam Mishnah, which says if you have one strap which snaps, it remains Tamei. My love, Leishna Pnimes, Leishna Chitzayna, which means you have a Stam Mishnah like the Rabbanin, and Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like the Stam Mishnah in Shas. Says the Gemara Loi, Pnimes Dafka. The Mishnah in Kalim is speaking about if the inner strap snapped, then it still remains Tamei. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Avachitzayna, my Tahor. So what would the din taka be if the outer strap snapped? It would taka be Tahor. Iachi adetoni nifsika shnia. Now this is kind of the premises which we skipped. Why did it need to go on to say that if the second strap snaps, then we will say Tahar Min HaMedris, Avol Tamei Maga Medris. We'll come back and explain that in a minute. But why do we need to make a distinction? If only the second strap snapped, surely Nifleg V'Nisni B'Didah, you could have made a Chilek within one single strap snapping, and you could have said the following. But may the Varam Amorim that we say that it remains Tamei with Tumas Medris, Shinifsika Panimis, if the inner strap snaps, Avachitzayna Tahar. But if the outer one snaps, it's going to be Tahar, so why didn't you do that? So says the Gemara, you know what? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Tehei Mishnah Seinu V'Sandal Sheish Le'Arba Oznayim Ma'Arba Tarsiyosim. We will have to make an akim to the Mishnah that it's speaking about a sandal which has four straps, two sets of outer ones and two sets of inner ones. A sandal sheish le arba oznayim the arba tarsiyosam shele lishbar divred dvarav shel Rabbi Yochanan. This way, we'll be able to be mekayim the words of Rabbi Yochanan and say that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a star Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan also paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda does make a distinction between if the inner strap snaps, and then he says it's still Tamei, it's still a viable Keli, it still has Teres Kli on it, as opposed to if the outer one snaps, in which case it's no longer a Kli. So, just going back to this one more time, so we said at a Tani Sefer, we said in the Sefer that we said Nifsika Shnia, the second strap snaps, and then you fix it, it's Tahar. Meaning, strap number one snapped, you fixed it. Strap number two snapped, and you fixed it. Then we say Tahar Min HaMedris, but it'll be Tamei Maga Medris. So let's just explain that. It basically means that Lamaisa, once both straps have snapped, in essence, the tumah has you've been mafkir the tumah. It happens to be that you mended one of the straps in between. You're right, but lemaisa it's considered to be a panim chadashos balakan. because both of the straps of his sandal snapped and broke. Now it's a brand new keli. And therefore the original tuma is paka. The original tuma was tumas medrash. That is paka. However, there will be a tuma of a lesser level, namely maga medrash, namely a rishon. In other words, imagine for a moment, let's say this is the sandal. And this was the sandal which Ezov tread on, stepped in, and this is Tomei Tumas Medris. And now, something happens to it, something else happens to it. Now we say, because two things have happened to it, it's upon him Chadoshis Balakan, we have to be Mafkia, the original Tumor. Okay, good. But at the end of the day, this sandal still has touched an Avatuma, namely itself. Meaning at one stage, it itself was an Avatuma. Something has happened to remove that, but it's still considered, I mean, Rashi goes through the Cheshbon, it's still considered that it actually touched itself to say that it's going to be Al-Kopanim, a Rishon Tuma. So that's the din. Al-Kopanim, Bekitzo, Ma Olav Yodena, where are we holding? We had the Maisa with Abaya and Rabbi Yosef. Abaya's sandal strap, the strap snapped, and he told him, leave it there. Leave it in the chatzar. It's mintar, nothing to worry about. The Gemara's kash was, Abaya's kash was, but why? It's a mana. I can wear it on the other shoe. To which Rabbi Yosef said, no. Rabbi Yochanan clearly favors the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference between if the inner strap snaps, which we still say it's a shoe, as opposed to if the outer strap snaps, it's no longer a shoe, and therefore you got to go like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. It says the Gemara Gyalsa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan Barav Amar Rav Alachak Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Alachak Rabbi Yehuda Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi Va'am Edimantar Tzav Yehuda Alibad Edimantar Tzav Yochanan Alibad Rabbi Yehuda Shvaminak Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlei Amaroy Ninu Alibad Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a machlekes Amaroyim whether or not Rabbi Yochanan said we pask him like Rabbi Yehuda or we specifically don't pask him like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a similar concept. And just like we said over here, that if you have a sandal and one strap snaps and then another strap snaps, we're going to treat this, that the tumor was paka. It might be a maga medris, but the original tumor is paka because it's a panim chadashas baalakan. The Gemara is going to discuss a similar thing. Good, says the Gemara, Tanan, awesome, in Kalem. Kol Klei Balabatim, Shiurin Kirimainim. When it comes to the Kalem of Balabatim, they don't need such precision tools and vessels and so on. We say once the Kali as a whole, which is big enough, that it's not able to contain pomegranates anymore, then the Kali is no longer tummy. It is no longer tummy. If you look at Rashi, four lines before the lines get big. Kol kli balabatim legabe kli eitz tanala b'meseches kelim shirem kirimoinim letair mitumason avopachas mikan chayis alei v'leimavt alei. And like we saw before, there's a difference between wooden kelim, which are more expensive, than earthenware kelim, which are cheap. Wooden kelim, a person is chas alei. He doesn't want to chuck them out so quickly. But once the hole is so gaping and so big that it's the size of Meitzir Meinem, then it's mafkir tuma. So, boy, what does he do over here in the Bach? Takes that Rebbe. Boy, Chizkia, Nikiv kemaitzi zayis v'sosmei. V'chaz v'nikiv kemaitzi zayis v'sosmei ad sheshlim ala maitzi rimen mal. Meaning, there was a hole in the keli, the size of a zayis, and then you stopped it up. And then next to it, another hole developed, and you stopped it up. You closed it up. And then another one, another one, another one. So that if all together you would be meshayer, the full hole, it would be the size of a maitzi rimen. So, Mahu, what do we say in such a case? What do we say in such a case? That was the Shaila of Chizkiah. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shani Solanu San Rosh Nefska Achaz Mi Ozna Vatikna. Tami Medris, Nefska Shmiya Vatikna, Tar Mina Medris, Havel Tami Maga Medris. Vamrina and Lacha, Maishna Rishena Adakaima Shmiya, Shnianami, what is the back? Shnianami Ha Misakna Rishena. So I asked Rabbi, what is the pshat in this Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah said, if you have a sandal where one of the straps snaps and then you fix it, we say Tami Medris. But Nifsik Shnia, if the second strap snaps and you fix it, all of a sudden we say it's Tarmina Medris. So I asked Rabbi, I said, what's the difference? I mean, at both stages, there always was at least one strap which was intact. So why do you make this distinction? And Rebbe said to us, and he explained, Panim Chadoshes Bo Lekan. Because you're right, but it's considered something new, like we said before. At the end of the day, this is a sandal where both of the straps snapped. Both of them were refixed. This is the Panim Chadoshes Bo Lekan. Achanami, in this case of the Kli Balabatim, Panim Chadoshes Bo Lekan. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to shtel tzu this case of the sandal of Rebbe to the case of to the Shaila which Chizki asked him. Kari Alei, Chizki said about Rabbi Yochanan, less Dein Bar Inish. Wow, this one is not human. Meaning he's a malach, he is such a Talmud Chacham, that he's right, that's what he said about Rabbi Yochanan. Ikadamri kigoin dein bayanish. Or another nusach is, Chizki said about Rabbi Yochanan, that is what a tzuris adam is supposed to look like. Someone who has such Chachma satira, does his to mensch. Good. Amrab Zera Amarava Barabarzi Muna Imri Shenim Bnei Malachim Anu Bnei Anashim. If the earlier generations were like considered to be Bnei Malachim, we're like Bnei Anashim. Their Mishinim Bnei Anashim Anu Gechamayrim. Valei Gechamayrim Shavar Bnei Ben Deisa Vashar Pinchas Ben Yair. But not even on the level of the donkeys of the great Tanayim, Ella Kishar Chamayrim. Such is the difference between previous Deiris. Good. Says Gemara Vayit, we said, what else are you allowed to open and close on Shabbos? We said, v'nodos yayin v'shemen. When it comes to these barrels of yayin and shemen, you're allowed to open and close and tie and untie. Frag the Gemara of Adab Shita. Of course you can do so. Why not? Meaning this is something which is made to tie and untie. Leit shricha de is leit tar tiyun. It's got two scraps. Like we saw before, you might have thought, like a rash, if I run down, tarti uni, oznayim, shakuflim lasecha, uba achas ben yachal haitzayayin. In theory, with one of the two, you're able to be maitzayayin. You might have thought that's sufficient. You might have thought that therefore, because it's sufficient, you might be mevatel, and therefore it's considered to be a kashish l'kayama, and like Rashi said before, and we don't know which one of the two is which, and therefore you might ask them both, kamash malan, we don't say that. Then we said also, kaderish shal basar, pregdigim apshita, you can tie and untie, we say leitzricha de isle shalachir. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shlachi, Bartzen, again, probably the types of scraps of sorts. Mao de Tema, Vatuli, Mavatala, Kamash Malan, a similar thing. You might have thought that a person is Mavatalit because you're able to, if you look at Rashi, right, yeah, Rashi says, there'll be a Mao de Tema, Vatuli, Mavatale, Lakashish, Alpia, Mwitsi, Ba, Mash Pesicha Derech Salachi. I think it might have been like some type of a hollow tube of sorts that you're able to be mitzit from there. You don't necessarily need to untie it. Kamash Malan, that people would untie it, and therefore it's not considered to be a Keshe Shalkayama. Yeah, good. Fine. Then we say to Rebbe Ben Yaakov Omer Kishra. Again, what did he say? He said, "Koshrin l'fnabeima b'shvil shaloi tzitzit." You're allowed to tie a knot in front of an animal so that it does not escape. Says the Gemara, "Pshita." Why not? We think this is something we should do on a common basis. Leitzira di isli tarti isri. There's two things which are tied up. But let's look at the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi says in the first line, Trei suri shnei chavolim kosher barachav ha-pesach ze lamala mizeh. So you've got two ropes which are tied across the entrance. And therefore, says the Gemara, ma'o de tema hadiminai betuli mevatale. One of the two, he's mevatal, because he doesn't necessarily always need to untie both of them. Kamash malam, we don't say that, and usually he does untie both of them. And therefore, it's not a kesher shakayama, it's not even a kesher, which is awesome. The rabbanan, it's mutlechat chila. Amar Rabbi Yisav, Amar Rabbi Yuda, Amar Shmuel halacha, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Amar Yabai halacha, Nechval de Pligele. Do you mean to say that someone disagrees? To which he said, my nafka lach mina, as we saw very recently, what do you care? Lamaisa we paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what do you care? Amar Lei, to which Abai responded, Gemara, Gemar, Zmarta, hey, well, the way I'm supposed to approach Divrei Torah is just like a Zemar, something which has no significance. It's important to know if anyone disagrees with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, even though the Gemara says we usually paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says in Gittin that Mishnah's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is Kav Venoki. It doesn't appear so many places in Shas, but when he does, we paskin like him. That it's important to know, says Abaya, if anyone disagrees. Good, says the Mishnah. Koshrin to leave a paskia. One is allowed to tie up a bucket with a paskia. So Rashi says, leave a paskia, pi abar. The paskia limbavatali hasim. So it seems to me this paskia is not just a simple, cheap, inexpensive bit of rope, but it's thicker, it's wider, and it's not the type of thing which you can leave there, and therefore you're allowed to tie up your bucket to this paskia, because you're not going to leave it there. It's mutzit to do lechatchila. Avalei bechevel, why says Rashi, the mevatalei asam? You're going to be mevatalit. Davi kesher shel kayama, shari kosher v'tali sham tamid. Once again, I think this is the third time, Rashi says, tamid la'olam, forever. That is Shitas Rashi in kesher shel kayama. So, very interesting. If it's a paskia, it's mutil chatchila. If it's a cheval, it's an isidiraisa. Quite, two great extremes. Rabbi Yehuda matir, he matters it. Klalam Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher shein shel kayama, ein chayavin alav. Very interesting. He's the one who articulates clearly this line of a kesher shel kayama. If it's not a kesher shel kayama, then Ein Chayavin Alav, which is also interesting because it says that we say Koshim Deliba Paskia Avalei Bechevel, and Rabbi Yehuda is Matir. Matir means that it's Mutter to do, it's Mutter Chatchila, and the Lashna of Rabbi Yehuda is Ein Chayavin Alav, is Mashma that there's no Chiev Chatez, but there still would be an Issa Derabbanan. So that's a little bit unclear. I'll have to see if we can get clarity on that. Fine. So we want to know, Al-Kavanah, we have a machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether or not you're allowed to be koshrin to leave the paskia. Rabbi Yehuda matters and the Chachamim aser. So says the Gemara, what is this thing made of? Hevel demai. E lema hevel de alma. If it's a regular rope, Rabbi Yehuda matter. Keshe shokayamo. It's a keshe shokayama. As we said, the fellow's going to keep it there forever. It's a keshe shokayama. Ella bechevel de gardi. It is the chevel which felt workers use. It's much more expensive. So lemeimra de rabbanan savri. And in which case the rabbanan who say koshrin to leave a paskia avalei bechevel, but they don't allow you to use a chevel. So again, if it's a chevel. If it is a chevel, a simple chevel, there's no way Rabbi Yehuda would matter because that's a kesher shel kayama. Elamai will have to say it's a more expensive chevel which the felt workers use, In which case, the Rabbanah are saying, Avaloi Behevel, don't use that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you may use that. So what's the machlik is going to be? Lemeimer the Rabbanan Savri Gazrina Hevel the Gardi Atu Hevel the Alma. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Lei Gazrinan. May the Rabbanan say that we don't want you using a Hevel, even though it's not a simple, cheap Hevel. It's an expensive Hevel. And to the extent that it's a more expensive Hevel, you're not going to leave it there forever. Nevertheless, we make Gzeira Atu a simple Hevel. So it comes up the Rabbanan make Gzeira. Expensive or too cheap. And Rabbi Yehuda does not make it a gzeira, expensive or too cheap. Says the Gemara of Reminu. Hevel d'li shenifzak. So you have the rope of a bucket which snaps. Lo yehe koishroi. Don't do a kesher. El oinvoy. But rather do a bow. Rashi says, lo yehe koishroi de kesher shokayamahu la'olam. But rather, what should you do? You should make an aniva. You should do a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kerech alav punda ipaskia. Don't even do a bow. Just wrap something around it. Don't do a bow. So Rashi says, kerech alav mechabishne rashi hapisuk. Zel zeh, you take the two broken pieces of string, you put one on top of the other one, the keruch aleihem, and you just wrap on them a punda, some type of a belt. Ubilvad shalo yanvenu lechevel derbuda sava gazrin and aniva tukshira. Derbuda says we need to make a gzeira, even though aniva be'etzim is okay, because you just did a bow, but we're going to make a gzeira aniva atukshira. And the rabbanim don't make a gzeira. So in our Mishnah, we said that the Rabbanan said don't use a Hevel, even though it's a Hevel Shalgardi, we make a Gzera Hevel Shalgardi, Atu Hevel the Alma. And Rabbi Yehuda says we don't make a Gzera, and here we see that Rabbi Yehuda does make a Gzera, Aniva Atu Kshira, so it's a Sphira. Kasha the Buddha, the Buddha, Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, like Kasha. Hevel the Hevel, Michlef. The reason why in the Mishnah they made a Gzera is because a person makes a mistake between one type of rope and another type of rope. Whereas, aniva bikshira loy mechlefa. If you're tying it in two very distinct ways, one time is with a knot, one time is with a bow, then there's no makam to make a gzera, and therefore that's the reason why in this last case, they matter. That's not pshat in why Rabbi Yehuda asers aniva. El aniva gufa kshirahi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow is like a knot. There's no difference in halacha between a bow and a knot. The Amr of Abba, Amr of Chia bar Ashi, Amr Rav, maybe Adam Mechevel mitech beisei v'koishri b'para u'be'evus. It says that a person brings a rope from his house and he ties up the cow and the trough. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says the koishrei bepara reishi echad v'asheni beivus v'loi chashinan shema kishayater hapara Layatir ela keshishib reisha of yivatala hevel be'evus. She emuchen lekach. Ayatir shibbe'evus yivatala isu shibbe'para. Venimse echad shel kayama. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, I read this as if it was a continuation. It's not a continuation. Apologies. Hasam loy mishum de mechlev aniva b'kshira el aniva gufa kshira hi. I don't know why I read the Amar of the Abba. I'm sorry. That's the end of that. Meaning, Shita's Abuda, the reason why Abuda asks it in this last case is not because he makes a gzeira aniva atu kshira, in which case we would have a stira in Abuda. No, he holds that an aniva is the same thing as a kasher, full stop, and that's the reason why he asks it. Good. Says the Gemara, brand new piece, brand new piece. Amr bi Abba, Amr b'chiyah barashi, Amr Rav. Maybe Adam Chav Mitzir Beis, a person is allowed to bring a rope from his house. V'kishroi b'para. And he ties one on the cow, ubeivus, and one on the trough. And he's going to attach the cow to the trough. Now, the concern is, you might think that if he wants to release the cow, you can release the cow in one of two ways. Either you release the knot around the cow's neck, and it remains attached to the trough, or you release it from the trough, and it remains attached to the cow. So we say, you can do it, and we're not concerned that you're going to keep the other one on permanently. That we're not concerned. Frag the Gemara Kashe, Svir Rav Acha, Richadu, Rav Acha Bar Papa, Rabbi Abba, Hevel Shebe'evus, Kishri Bepara, Shebepara, Kishri Be'evus, Ubilvad, Shele Yavi, Hevel Mitzich, Beisei, Ve'ek Shebepara Be'evus. You're not supposed to do this for fear that you might end up only releasing one of the two knots, and the other one will be a Kashe Shokayama. Says the Gemara, Nay, in Hasim Chevel da Alma, that's cheap, inexpensive rope. And there, we're not concerned. There, the reason, a guy is not going to be concerned if it's going to stay there or if it's going to be taken. It's cheap and inexpensive, and therefore he might have to leave it there forever, and therefore we don't allow you to do that. Whereas, Hacha Chevel da Gardi, whereas over here we are speaking about Chevel da Gardi, and it's expensive rope, and we're not concerned that a person might leave it there. You don't want someone pinching it, and therefore you're going to ultimately untie the rope from both the cow as well as the avis. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kli Kivai Muta L'Taltal in the Shabbos. The kalim, the wooden beams which are used in the weaving apparatus, you're allowed to be metaltal them on Shabbos. What about the horizontal and the two horizontal beams on the top of the bottom? What about them? Are you allowed to move them on Shabbos or not? Do we say that these things, because they're so expensive, a person wouldn't move them and therefore they would be muktza? Is it mutter? Is it also? Says the Gemara, in Valav, Verafia Biyade. He wasn't sure of the answer. As in, yes, no, Efshayeh, Efshanein. He wasn't sure, and the mat was loose in his hands. Itma Amrav Nachman Amr Shmuel, Kli Kivai, Mutlatazim Shabbos. You are allowed to move these wooden bits and pieces. Filu Kevet Elyon Vekevet Tacht, and even the two horizontal bars on the top and the bottom. Avalois Amudim, but not the two wide vertical bars. That you're not allowed to move. That is something which you're always makpid to keep in place, you never metaltal, and that you shouldn't move. And so, Omeli Robler of Nachman, Maishna Amudim Deloy. Why do we not allow Amudim? Elaim at the Kavit Gumais Gumais. If it's because when you move it, you've got these big, heavy wooden pillars which are stuck in the ground, and when you move it, it's going to cause holes to be made, or it's going to cause the dirt to be filled in, and so on. If that's the reason why, Elaim at the Kavit Gumais, Gumais Memela Kahavian, these things are going to happen automatically. Disnan, Atayman Lavis, Vitznaynes Tachas Agefen. If you have turnips, radishes, which are buried underneath the Gefen, and you want to take them out on Shabbos, in miktzas olin megulin, again, they're not actually attached to the ground. In miktzas olin megulin, if some of the leaves are revealed, ain't a choshish. You can pull it out of the ground. You don't have to worry. Lemishim kilayim, there's no shaylah kilayim in this case. It's not rooted together. The lemishim shvius, the lemishim meiser, v'nitzolin b'shabbos. Meaning to say, why isn't it on the Shabbos? Because the fact that you're going to move a little bit of dirt with a tiltul min atzad against your will, you're not necessarily looking to do that, and it's indirect, it's a tiltul min atzad, we don't care about that. So to over here, when it comes to the amudim, we shouldn't care if when you remove these big vertical beams, it's going to cause a little bit of dirt to cave in. That is mutter to do. Says the Gemara, now, Basada le'asila shviye gumais. Hacha be'bayis asila shviye gumais. The difference is between a field and a house. If it's in a field and you've got a little hole, you're not going to be makbid, you're going to come to be mashna, to be mashna the guma. But inside your house, you've got this big weaving apparatus inside your house with these two big, heavy, vertical beams, and if you move them out of place and it causes some of the dirt to cave in or to make a hole and so on, then the concern is you might come to be mashna gumais, which is a problem. B'yimine Rav Yechonah Rav Yehuda, Barlevoy, Kli Kivoy, Kigan Kevet Elyon, Kevet Taft, and Marla Taltal, and Bashabas, Amalei, Ein Metaltal. And he said differently, he said, you're not allowed to be Metaltal for these things, Matam, Levisha, Ein Nitalin, because these are things which are rarely moved, and you're makbid on the place, and to the extent you're makbid on the place, then it is considered to be like a Dover, She'ein Nitol, hence it is Muktzah. Okay, I wish everyone a lovely Shabbos.